following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Night. St. Peter, hold on, let me turn your microphone on. Okay, St. Peter, you've been doing Christmas karaoke for a few years now. You know Silent Night. You know that, as we did last year, because of copyright issues, we can't actually have Silent Night. So we have like a guitar solo. You remember that?
Oh, I don't understand. It's not the music for Silent Night.
No, that's copyrighted. It's like a guitar solo version of the instrumentals for Silent Night.
So it is Silent Night?
Basically.
Okay. I don't know the words, Jesus. Where do I get the words at?
Dude, you've fucking done Silent Night like every year for like 5 fucking years. You don't remember the words?
Oh, not really, man.
Oh, my God. Okay, let me go fucking do this now where I can, holy shit, to find the fucking lyrics. Okay, now let me see if I can get the lyrics into you on your screen in your little booth, you dumbass.
I'm just saying, man, I've done a lot of drugs over the last year or a few, and, you know, it's like fucking, you know, my memory is not great. I know a song that I've done, and I've done well, but I don't remember the words.
Motherfucker. Okay. Does something just come up on your computer screen in there?
Oh, yeah. Here we go. I got Jesus. I got it right here.
Oh, hallelujah. Something's working.
Hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah. Isn't that a Christmas thing?
I thought it was a Jesus thing.
Wait, hit the fucking shit, the music, Jesus, and I'll sing this shit.
God, even if this works, it's horrible. We lose, and the listeners lose either way. But, Silent Night, Christmas Karaoke by St. Peter. Boy, for a fucking build-up, it's very good.
Okay, I'm not sure when I come in. I'm just coming whenever. Maybe after the first thing. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. I think I was a little early. Round yon virgin, mother and child, you're in the back on time, holy infant, so tender and mild. That's you, Jesus. Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. I fucking killed that. Holy shit. Silent night, holy night. Shepherds pray. Sight. Glory streams from heaven afar. Heavenly, sing hallelujah. Christ the Savior is born. That's you, Jesus. Christ the Savior is born. Fucking killing this song, Jesus.
Fair enough.
Oh, silent night, holy night, all is calm and all is bright. Round yon virgin, mother and child, holy infant, so tender and mild. Be a
Wow, that was something.
Yeah, you're damn right it was something. Jesus. Something fucking awesome. Christmas karaoke. Bam.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stoner. You can put your weed in there.
Stoner. Jesus.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg, you're a poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit.
Fuck to the yeah. Stoner Jesus Show, live, chapter 3, verse 10. We're doing it live on December 5th, 2019. Streaming live in many, many places. At Stoner Jesus 420 on Twitter and on Periscope. We're on YouTube at the Stoner Jesus 420. Also on Twitch. That's Stoner Jesus 420 Twitch. I know, it's annoying. They're all different. I do what I can do. I'm very late to things. Stoner Jesus is a popular name. Not like my handle was as bumfuck titty licker. I'm able to get that easier on certain platforms, but not Stoner Jesus. Anyway, also on Facebook, that's Stoner Jesus as well. We stream in a lot of places. All information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net. Social media links, all that bullshit. Links to live streams, sponsor banners, all of it, stonerjesus.net. Yo, you want to email the show, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. If you're on Facebook, search Disciples of Stoner Jesus on Facebook to find the show. Disciples of Stoner Jesus. That's where the hardcore fans of the show hang out. Do crazy shit. I don't know how crazy shit can get on Facebook. Not very. In any case, kill that music, Holmes. It's time for the show. Anyway, before we get to all the stuff we got there, I've got a ton of shit. Kid Rock, Sun in Your Butthole, Papa John, some more stupid shit I did on TikTok, also Peloton, more shit about TikTok from some other bitches. Something funny I found that I thought it was funny, so I'm going to play it for you. And more wisdom from Cardi B, and then later in the show, classic interview I did a year and a half ago, I forget when, I have to look it up, with adult superstar Raven Hart. All that is coming up tonight, live in your living room or on your phone or wherever the fuck you're watching this bullshit. I commend you for the class and the dignity with which you go through life being a fan of the Stoner Jesus Show. It's not easy. Everybody, I try to monitor the chat rooms. Mostly people comment on Periscope and that kind of disappears, so that's where I will be mostly. You can also send me a tweet at StonerJesus420 during the show if you want to get a hold of us that way as well. Before we get to all the videos and stuff, about a week ago, I put a poll up on Twitter about me playing video games. If I streamed, like on Twitch, me playing video games poorly with some sort of witty commentary, or hopefully witty commentary along with it, if you would, you know, check it out. I forget, I should have went and looked at the results, but I didn't. Last I saw was about 47%. Like, that's cool. 15-20% are like, no, fuck that. And the rest of you all said, okay, boomer, which I threw in there for shits and giggles. It's because I'm an older person trying to play video games with the youngsters. In any case, it seems like some people would be interested in that. I have a kind of an idea of how I'm going to do it in my head. It would be something where I would be learning, I would be being taught how to play video games or a certain game and playing it poorly. Because I don't play video games, and I'm not going to invest enough time in video games that would be needed, or the kind of time that would be needed to become good at one or more. I'm just not, that's not me. I'm not the video game person. So that'd be part of the fun. I suck at them. And of course, I'm just a funny motherfucker, so there you go. All that combined should be something
Right? Something. Anyway, a lot of shit, as I said, going on tonight. Kid Rock did some crazy shit. Why? I don't know. He got drunk, apparently. I guess I do know why. He was very, very drunk. He does not like Oprah Winfrey. And, well, he let everybody know about it.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm just an honest guy that says, hey, I don't like Oprah Winfrey or Joy Behar. They can suck dick sideways.
They can suck dick sideways. He uses that a lot, I guess. I mean, you know, we notice when drunk people, like, they get a hold of something they think is a cool phrase. They really use the shit out of it. And him telling people to do things sideways was kind of his thing. Oprah, I think he said Joy Behar was the other one that can suck his dick sideways. I'm not sure what that means. But is it like the position of the woman or the man for that matter? Or do you... I don't know. Do you like suck the side of the dick? I don't understand. I'm trying to apply logic to drunkenness. Continuing.
I'm sorry,
Mom. Mental breakdown.
Hey, you're fucking racist. I'm like, you're fucking weird.
Oh my God!
You call your people, I'll call mine. I'm like, what? She's fucking weird, right?
This is so racist!
Fuck Oprah Winfrey. No! Fuck Kathy Griffin.
He's racist. Look at him. He's blacked out and drunk as fuck.
I'm 48. Not the guy that you want to just be like, hey, I want Kid Rock on my side.
I'm dying. I can't.
I'm not the bad guy in that equation. I'm the fucking guy you want, like, hey, he's pretty cool.
No.
Oprah Winfrey's like, hey,
I'm
gonna get some white women to believe in this shit. I'm like, fuck her. She can suck dick sideways.
What?
That's right.
He's racist.
And if you say that, you're like, hey, well, pretty sure Kid Rock's a racist. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, fine.
Look at
fuck off. Sideways.
Fuck off. So as you can see, he was quite drunk and dissing Oprah, which is a no-no. You don't diss Oprah. So you've received some backlash online, as you can imagine, for his shenanigans and the aforementioned dissing of Oprah. I just stopped the little crawl at the bottom. It's like, it's fucking up the video and it's annoying. It's very annoying. I try to give you all information at the bottom of the show, during the show, and it's in the form of a little crawl thing, but it's bringing everything down, so I paused it. You see there, my Twitch and my TikTok, I'm doing all kinds of important shit. Earth-shattering, ground-breaking content creation that you can go find. May have seen something about people now wanting to sun their buttholes. To get sun onto their buttholes. See it there if you're watching the video version of the show. If you're not, you're really missing it.
In a mere 30 seconds of sunlight on your butthole, you will receive more energy from this electric node than you would in an entire day being outside with your clothes on.
So there you go. However you want to do it. I mean, I'm not going to tell people how to get sun in your butthole, but the point is, according to these people,
you guys are 10 seconds in. How does it feel?
The sun on your butthole.
Warm.
Absorbing energy.
You guys all said,
Yummy.
son of my butthole.
Like mother's milk.
Butthole, son.
Three, two, one.
Won't you come and chase your throat? There you go. Son in the butthole. Son in the butthole. I don't know. I mean, look, if you want to sun your butthole, then by all means. But I'm not one of those people that's going to be like, hey, that sounds great, like a great idea. I saw some people on the internet sunning their butthole. That's what I'm going to go do. Not a challenge person or whatever this is, whatever category this goes into. Supposedly health and wellness, but I've seen no empirical data to back up butthole sunning. I defy you to show me. Show me, goddammit. Before we go to break, this is still coming up. We're going to talk about Peloton and the crash and something called Two Cooks, which you'll see what that means. Here coming up, more from Cardi B. Also, classic interview with adult superstar Raven Hart. We'll play later in the show. Kind of along the same lines of the Kid Rock thing. Kid Rock was drunk and made what many consider racist remarks. Apparently Papa John's is just Papa John, the guy who, I guess, John, whatever fuck his name is S-word, Schnatterdy, Schlatterdy, whatever, I don't care. It doesn't matter. He's Papa John. He's all fucked up on pizza. Ms. from Dallas said, Jesus, Stern Jesus, why would you show us this? If you think that was bad, if you think butthole sunning is bad, well, look at this.
Hello. So Papa John Schnatter, guys, he's just not having it. The founder and former CEO of his namesake restaurant did an interview with a local Louisville affiliate, and he accused his successor, Steve Ritchie, and current and former board members of conspiring against him. Schnatter was ousted after admitting to using a racial slur on a conference call last summer. He says executives used that incident to, quote, steal the company from him.
Schnatter. Schnatter. That's the word I was looking for. Schnatter.
More importantly, Schnatter said the company's pizza just isn't the same since he's gone. Take a listen.
Mm. I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not.
Look at him. He's had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. And look, I'm not the type of person that will judge. Whew. Look at that. What is there? Man, damn. Judge people's eating habits or whatever. I don't give a shit. I will say this. 40 pizzas in 30 days, that would fucking kill me. Coronary, heart attack, fucking, I'd be dead. 40 pizzas in 30 days. And let me tell you, he don't look like he's doing great. I mean, I guess some of the wetness and seeming glow on his face could be the cameras, it could be the fucking whatever mousse, gel, jizz combination he puts in his hair. I don't know. He fucking looks bad. Some fat, puffy old man who's eating too many pizzas. You should have been worried about your company. You should have been worried about that instead of shoving pizzas in your fat, moist-looking fucking face. That's what you should have focused on. Oh, they took my company from me. Don't let this shit happen. You can be a ruthless motherfucker. I get it. You're making pizzas. But you're in business. You're on a fucking top of the corporate world. You're going to crush motherfuckers. But no, he was busy eating pizza. He still is. Now he says, well, the pizza sucks. And you know what? He's going to eat 40 more in another 30 days just to make sure that the pizza is as subpar as he believes it to be.
Not the same product. It just doesn't taste as good. The way they're making the pizza, the way they're putting the pizza together is just not fundamentally sound to what makes a Papa John's pizza a Papa John's pizza.
What he should be saying is, I've had 40 pizzas in 30 days, and I don't feel good.
Schnatter is no longer the company's largest shareholder. He's been selling off his stock over the last year. In the interview, he talked about a, quote, a day of reckoning coming in which the truth would come out about what actually happened. Papa John's did not respond to a request for comment on the interview, which went viral online. You saw celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Sarah Silverman all tweeting about it. We should note, though, Papa John's stock is up about 55% year to date. They have a new CEO, Rob Lynch, who came in over the summer, so looking to kind of change things up.
Somebody must be liking the pizza then.
That's right. I think investors are liking it.
Oh.
Maybe you just had like extra jalapenos on the pizza.
Who knows?
Jokes. Anyway, that was CNBC. Papa John. I don't know. I have the pizza every once in a while. I haven't really noticed a downfall in quality. I'm not an expert, you know, on Papa John's pizza. What is with this video in play? Anyway, TikTok. I'm on TikTok. Snurgy's TikTok, as you can see there. If you're watching the video. Just dumb things. I got one thrown off today. Me smoking a ball. I guess not cool with that. I don't know. I just use it for the editing purposes and to make silly shit and dumb shit to make videos I can post on. Not only on TikTok, but I can put them on Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Instagram. And just to promote the show. So here's some of those. We go into break. Coming up, as I said, all kinds of shit. Classic interview with adult superstar Raven Hart that I did back in the day. That is coming up. As well, Stoner Jesus Show, Chapter 3, Verse 10, stonerjesus.net for all information on the show. We're live in many, many places. Periscope, Twitter, YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook. All that. All those awesome places. Excuse me. I want to break. Stoner Jesus Show live. We'll be back. Dick Nuggets. Now enjoy some of this hilarity from TikTok before the break.
I am so high. Happy holidays.
Man, I'm glad it's Thanksgiving. I got the munchies for real. Know what you mean, man? I'm ready to eat. Why are you wearing the same shirt as me, but a different hat? Don't dig too deep into it, man. This is a stupid TikTok video. Hey, everybody, check this out. It's a dick pic. Huh? Huh? That's the kind of humor you can expect on the Stoner Jesus Show, stonerjesus.net. Go check it out.
The Stoner Jesus Show on cannabisradio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Cannabis use isn't the only thing growing, so are we. Grow with us. CannabisRadio.com.
Pear Savong speaks to patients, advocates, and professionals to keep you informed on all the latest trends and advancements in the medical cannabis industry on Alternative Talk, presented by AlternativeVibes.com. Tuesdays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Now available for pre-order through crowdfunding for just $14 plus $10 shipping. Pouches, premium mixing and rolling pouches, allow you to carry and prepare your herbs for consumption with discretion and ease. These stylish pouches are handcrafted using strong zips, long-wearing buffalo leather outside, and smooth sheepskin inside. A portion of proceeds go to fund vital medical research into cannabis for ADHD. See a demo and get yours now on Indiegogo or pouches.com. That's pouchz.com.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, there we go. Stoner Jesus Show live, chapter 3, verse 10. We're doing it live on Twitter and Periscope, Stoner Jesus 420. We're also on YouTube, Twitch, and Facebook, many places. StonerJesus.net, of course, for more information on the show, the audio version, all that stuff. You can also find us on CannabisRadio.com for the audio version, iHeartRadio, Spotify, what am I forgetting? Other stuff, Stitcher. Excuse me. All that stuff. StonerJesus.net. You can find links to all of the versions, the audio, the video, information about the show, all that stuff. It's very, very comprehensive, if you will, when it comes to shit about the show. As promised, we got more stuff to talk about. And it's, I spelled weird wrong, didn't I? Is weird wrong? God damn it. Now I gotta go fucking Google it. It's a word I've been spelling all my life, and now I've second-guessed myself into thinking that I fucking spelled it wrong. No, I spelled it right. See, I did it right. Thank you, Google. Anyway, many of you have seen this commercial, this Peloton commercial. And it struck many people as odd for various reasons. The reasons they talk about in this video is really, I mean, it's humorous in a way, but it's not the reason that the overall commercial weirds me out. I will tell you why it weirds me out. But first, let's watch the video, the video, and what the problems people have with it or whatnot.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Now.
A Peloton?
It's the commercial for a trendy exercise bike that is head spinning. In the TV ad, the husband gifts his thin, attractive wife a $2,200 Peloton bike for Christmas.
All right, first ride. I'm a little nervous, but excited. Let's do this.
She proceeds to document her use of the stationary bike with selfie videos.
6 a.m. Yay.
Rising with the sun.
That was totally worth it.
The following Christmas, the woman watches the videos with her husband.
A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Thank you.
Online reaction has been swift and overwhelmingly negative. Message received. Ladies, exercise harder, be thinner for your man, and then thank him for it. And this, the 116-pound woman's year-long fitness journey to becoming a 112-pound woman is just ridiculous. Come on.
That's kind of funny. There's some humorous aspects of it, obviously. But ever since I first saw this commercial, and a lot of these things I see with the sound down, so even with the sound down, it's a disconcerting commercial. Anyway, I'll talk about that in a minute. Let's watch the rest of the video.
A Peloton?
This comedian even shot her own parody.
Okay, my first ride. I'm a little bit nervous, and rightly so, because my husband got me a workout bike for Christmas, and that's rude. A year ago, I didn't realize how much this would change me. Babe, I want a divorce.
Not everyone thinks the ad is offensive. Maybe the husband wants his wife to be healthy. Ever think of that? Goes this comment. So, will all this controversy affect the Peloton brand?
You can't buy this kind of bad press. And I put bad in quotes because as of this morning, there were 700,000 views of this 30-second commercial. If I'm Peloton, I'm thinking, bring on the haters, bring on the critics, bring on the comics, bring on all the parodies that have sprouted from this commercial, because if just 1% of 700,000 viewers bought a Peloton, you've already made your money back. It's incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, thank you. Anyway, the thing that I don't like, that, and I know there's the fucking offensive, everybody's offended culture and all that bullshit. The thing that's weird to me about this is the selfie videos. And maybe, you know, you know, okay, boomer or whatever. But she's fucking, she's on this bike. She's taking a selfie video. She's coming home from work. She's got her fucking phone out taking a selfie video as she walks in the door. She's getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning to get on her Peloton. And the first thing she does is grab her fucking phone and say, hey, it's 6 a.m. I'm on my phone. I'm taking a video of myself as soon as I wake up. That's weird to me. I'm sorry. It's weird. And she's like this fucking pained expression on her face. Like, like it's burning her or something. Oh, God, I got to get on this fucking bike. It's 6 a.m. Oh, Jesus Christ. It's just, and then she edits it all together so she can show her husband what I've been doing with my time. Besides riding my Peloton, I've been incessantly taking videos. And you know, she probably took a lot of them. Those were just the best they showed. They showed the best versions. Anyway, back to a TikTok. I showed you some of my TikTok videos earlier. They have not been catching on. They have not been going viral. No one seems to give a shit. But maybe that's to be expected. In any case, here's one where apparently these girls were in a car wreck, and while they waited to be rescued, they made a TikTok video. What?
It may look like a music video, but look again.
Oh my God.
Believe it or not, these teens are recording the aftermath of a bad car accident that happened only moments earlier. You can see the cracked windshield, and then they got camera ready, making a video that they posted on the popular TikTok app, lip syncing while waiting for police.
What this shows is where young people have their priorities.
Yes.
That they thought it was more of a priority to make a video.
The two 16-year-olds.
Well, I mean, it's easy to jump on these girls, and that's my first reaction as well. But check this chick out, this chick's outfit. She's jumping at these girls. She's like a fucking big grape. That is the most purple thing I've ever seen in my life. In any case, her initial reaction is the same as everyone else's. Is their first reaction is to get on TikTok and do something fucking viral and get attention. They talk to the girl at the end of this video, and her explanation is kind of makes sense.
Shows is where young people have their priorities.
Yes.
That they thought it was more of a priority to make a video.
The two 16-year-olds, Katie Cornetti and Marissa Bordas, are high school cheerleaders just outside Pittsburgh. The video is generating some serious social media backlash. Seriously, what's wrong with people goes this comment. This is sad how people will do literally and...
By the way, when did news stories become... random fucking comments on Twitter, anonymous comments on Twitter. This is one comment from Twitter. Really? Aren't there like hundreds of millions of people on Twitter? This is one comment from Twitter. They do, there's like news stories like that now too. Huffington Post will do them all the time. It's just nothing but tweets. What people said on Twitter. And that's what this is. It's like a comment section to the story. A lot of online backlash.
Anything to get just a few minutes of exposure, posted another. Katie and Marissa are unfazed by the negative reaction, making another video mocking it.
What on earth were you thinking making this TikTok video?
Once we figured out, like...
What a fucking... Look at this bitch's condescending question.
What on earth were you thinking making this TikTok video?
This is fucking dripping with, you stupid little bitches. What the fuck? Fuck is wrong with you, you goddamn twat. I should reach through this fucking computer screen and strangle you, you stupid little bitch. And this is the girl she's interviewing, a 16-year-old girl she's interviewing. What the fuck is your problem?
Once we figured out, like, each of us were okay, we knew that people called the police. We knew that people were on their way. The car we were not able to get out of yet. And instead of us freaking out and worrying, I pulled out my phone, went on TikTok, just picked a song, and I thought, this will keep us entertained for a minute.
And when you saw the reaction of people criticizing you for making this silly video during a serious accident, how do you react to that?
I understand a ton where they're coming from, because who does make a TikTok once they just got in an accident? But we cope with our problems by humor and laughing, and so we entertained ourselves and tried to get our minds off of what just happened.
Oh my God.
It's not like they weren't hurt, they were trapped, they couldn't go anywhere, and they're fucking bored. And they got some viralness out of it. Why not? Why not? It's the big fucking deal. People just get so wound up on the internet. And we think it's, you know, judging what other people do and their actions and shit, that's how we need to spend our day. I mean, it's just, at the end, you just should be more like those girls. I mean, yeah, you can't imagine what's going through the head of a 16-year-old girl. And maybe people are jealous of their new fame. their newfound fame and fortune from their TikTok video. But everybody's got to comment on something because we have too much time on our hands. We're too affluent, especially in America. I mean, it's just, we have so much time now to complain about dumb shit because the real shit's been taken care of. It used to be, oh, fucking woolly mammoth, you know, ate my kid. Now, some girls on made a TikTok video. We didn't like the timing and the place in which they did it. It sounded like they did a fucking TikTok video in Auschwitz. I hope nobody does that and then it gets back to me. I'm not advocating for that. It's just an example. I'm not saying someone should do that. I'm saying, never mind. This thing is just funny. And videos like this next video, I don't know if it's set up and fake or if it's real and just like spontaneous. Either way, I mean, if it's spontaneous, it's funny. If they put work into it, that's cool too because it's a good idea and it's just funny. Anyway, here, check it out.
What'd you say?
I said I want to learn about cooking. Can we watch it?
Why do you think it's about cooking?
It says, she thinks it says two cooks. It says two cocks. And it says my slut holes. So, there's many, many things in this video that make me think that it's just set up and it's fake. Because, first of all, the girl, she seems kind of old not to be able to read very well. She thinks two cocks is two cooks. And she clearly doesn't see, in big red letters, my slut holes. Anyway, she does put on a good act. And I guess if it is, you know, set up or scripted or whatever, it's a pretty good idea. It's funny.
Two cooks
is two cocks. My slut holes.
You want to watch it? You want to watch it? Where did you find it? That is not ours. Where'd you find it?
I found it outside.
And you're about to put it in?
Yeah, I'm going
to
put it in your TV.
She found it outside. Her reaction, like, that you said you're scaring me. That kind of makes me think it's kind of real. But then she says she found it outside. Who put my slut holes outside these people's house? Why? It was on the porch? Was it in a bush? Where was it? Anyway, two cooks. Like, maybe she thought they were cooking slut holes. Like donut holes, but not. Just slut holes. Anyway, Cardi B, the wisdom of Cardi B knows no bounds, but she's got problems. A little celebrity news.
So as you can see, this guy Instagram has been hacked.
Cardi B says there's another side to this story.
Guilty.
The singer's husband, Offset, has been accused of sliding into another woman's DMs. Jade, the girlfriend of rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine, posted a video to Instagram that allegedly shows a message from Offset.
Now, let me tell you something.
Cardi later took to social media on Tuesday and claimed Offset's account had been hacked, adding that she's, quote, not entertaining this BS.
So as you can see, this guy Instagram has been hacked.
The rapper then seemingly referenced the couple's split in the past year amid cheating allegations.
Yeah, everybody know he done some dumb shit, but come on now. Ain't dumb, ain't crazy. We've been so good. We had a sweet weekend. Life has been good. That's why I'm not entertaining it. That's why I'm not getting no rowdy.
It wasn't long before Jade soon responded in her Instagram story. She posted, quote, the hack started after you got exposed. Why it didn't start at 1 a.m.? E.T. spoke to Cardi earlier this year about reconnecting with Offset after their split.
All right, here's you know, the other day you were walking, I can't remember where you were walking, and someone asked you if you and Offset are working things out, and you said, we're working.
Working, you know?
Yeah.
Working it out.
Yeah.
Taking it slow.
Yeah, we can see the family back together.
I mean, we always gonna be a family that's together.
Yeah.
My baby love us both. Our schedule is so crazy, and it's just like spending time. These are the times that the babies, like, you know, they recognize their parents. They want to be close to their parents all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there you go. So what's going on with Miss Cardi B? She's got problems. Things are going on. Her man may be stepping out. Stepping out. In any case. Coming up after the break, I have a classic interview with adult superstar Raven Hart. It's an older interview. It's back when we used to do interviews still on Skype. Now we do them through this broadcasting software. In any case, that is what's coming up after the break. StonerJesus.net for all information on the show. Thanks, everybody, for checking us out tonight and spreading the word about StonerJesus.net. That's awesome of you to do. Tell people in your social media networks, real life, whatever. Maybe you're not comfortable with telling them in real life. That's fine. That's not something I would force upon you to shoehorn into a conversation. Hey, Uncle Bob, have you ever heard of The Stoner Jesus Show? Well, let me tell you, motherfucker. I'm getting my phone out. Pull up some Periscope or some YouTube, and I will show you what is up. But if you want to do that, I'm not going to dissuade you from it. Go ahead. It's fine with me, Holmes. Whatever. Stoner Jesus Show. My interview a couple years ago with adult superstar Raven Hart coming up. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com. The smoke is rising, and the next crop of podcasts devoted to cannabis providers and enthusiasts are ready to be harvested. Welcome to the Cannabis Radio Network, founded by respected rainmakers who have been producing award-winning podcasts for over a decade. Industry headlines, business updates, medical reports, marketing, and e-commerce education rolled up perfectly for your consumption. Let's grow together. The Cannabis Radio Network. CannabisRadio.com. Get informed, get inspired, and get connected on NCIA's Cannabis Industry Voice, Mondays on demand, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
I hope everybody's got their vape pen handy, or their pipe, or their bong, or whatever you use to do your medicine.
But you don't, it's not a requirement. You don't have to be high for this show.
Yeah, you do.
Okay.
I don't know who you're talking to. You have to be high to do anything. At least I do. I don't know about you. In fact, I've been high so long that being straight is another high.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
Oh, let the marijuana llama tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds, sell the bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put the big celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himping, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. The business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot-proofed by the man who run High Times. Oh, yeah? Get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me own crops, you know? Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show on Skype. We have adult film star Raven Hart, Miss Raven Hart, on Twitter. Welcome to the show, Raven.
Hi.
Hey, a little bit of technical issues getting things going there, but hopefully everything stays okay. Skype is notorious for problems. I've used Skype for years, and it's given me problems for a long time. I've been kind of on a good technical streak here as of late. We'll see if that all crashes and burns today. So I know a little bit about your background. I saw some of your interview with Lisa Ann, and I did a little bit of research. I don't do too much because I don't want to know a ton about the people I'm talking to. I want to find out about them during the conversation. But I know you've been in the adult business for quite a few years, and you started as a cam model way back when in the stone age, I guess, if you will, of the internet. So you tell us a little bit about what that was like being a cam model, 20 years ago when you started?
It was very different than it is now. I actually preferred it then, although it is convenient that you can do it now from the privacy of your home. Then you go to a place, and the place that I worked was a room that was all pink, with, you know, like a pink bed, pink walls, and a keyboard on your bed, and then a monitor right in front of you, and you would just chat like that. The only thing is that I felt like the money was a little bit different the way that it was done. So you would get paid, like if you worked a certain amount of hours, you would get paid X amount of dollars. And then you were entitled to tips and stuff like that on top of that. Where now it's very different. Now it's all like a lot of companies do like these coin-based systems where you have, you know, like 100 coins and you think, oh, I made $100, but really you made like $20. So it's a little different.
Was it like a cubicle type situation, or were there separate rooms? Like how much could you hear from other girls, and how close were you?
Well, each room was next to each other, but I didn't really hear too much. Like there wasn't too much distraction.
Okay. So, you did that, and I guess you did that for a while. How did you make the transition into what you're currently doing, actual, you know, full production adult films?
Well, after I did camming, I was an exotic dancer. And then after I was an exotic dancer, I became a dominatrix. And then, I was a dancer for 5 years and then a dominatrix for about like 8. And I, just so happened to about a year, I started my first adult scene was December of 2016. So I started at that time with a friend who I knew from the BDSM community who shot for a company named Brazzers. And he said, well, you know, I had been thinking about it and I talked to him about it. And he said, you know, let me send your information to, you know, the head people there and see, you know, if they want to shoot you. So they said, yeah, we would love to shoot her. Let's book her for 2 scenes. And they did. And then I started in the adult industry or the adult film industry.
Yeah. So when you were doing camming, did you ever do, was the technology ever to the point where you were able to do like cam to cam with other people?
No.
Okay. Sometimes there's a lot of, you know, if you're looking at other people while you're doing cam to cam, there's a lot of weird stuff going on. So I always want to make sure I ask about that.
Yeah. No, at that time there wasn't. Now, I mean, I have done some camming I've done some recently. And yeah, I do. I have seen, you know, I've done the cam to cam. So
over the last 20 years, you've seen obviously every aspect of the industry. What are some of the things besides the money thing? What are some of the ways that things have changed in the past 20 years with the advent of the internet and the rise of the internet? And I guess a lot more people coming into the business, I would assume. How have things changed over the last 20 years?
The internet has changed things significantly. Social media. To be, you know, on all of these different platforms that are available. Like, for example, like when I started as a dom, we would use the internet to advertise, you know, on something called Eros Guide. And, you know, you advertise, okay, I have my services available. But now there's so many other avenues to make money as a dominatrix. You know, you can do the texting and you can do, you know, custom videos and you can do, you know, make your own videos and put them up on these clip sites. There's so many different ways now to do things. And also building a fan base is a lot easier than it used to be. You know, like when I was a dominatrix, early on, building a fan base was all through word of mouth and through, you know, going out to clubs and meeting your, you know, your slaves and things like that. Where now, you know, you go on the internet and you post pictures, you do things and you entice people by, you know, getting followers on Instagram, on Twitter, et cetera. So it's really different than it used to be.
Yeah, the early days of the internet were really weird. I remember being, me and myself and my best friend, we wanted to do a radio show, and it was like 2001. And our idea was do some radio and put it on the internet, and that'll be cool. But in 2001, of course, you had the 56K dial-up modem, and getting audio on the internet was almost impossible. It took, for 3 minutes of audio, it took hours to upload it, and we never got it done because, you know, if there was a glitch or somebody called and it knocked you off the internet, and it was horrible. It wasn't until about 2006 that I found a site that hosted audio and you were able to do that. When you were a dominatrix, what was some of the more common things that people requested?
I would say like the biggest was foot worship, leg worship, ass worship. And I think that it would also depend on the type of dominatrix that you were, because I was not known to be like the mean, like, I'm going to kick your ass, like, kind of, you know, that wasn't me. I was more, I think I played the role more of like the kinky girlfriend than anything else. So that's what, that's primarily what I did. So like worship, teasing, anything sensual would be my top requested stuff. Not anything really super heavy.
Yeah, you weren't one of those people that were like beating somebody with like whips and chains and all that stuff.
Well, I mean, I can't say that I haven't beaten someone with a whip. However, I've never done it to draw, like, you know, to the point where someone can't, like, no marks, basically.
Yeah. So now that you're in the adult industry, the films, that actual films, and you're working with a lot of people, what are some of your favorite people to work with?
Let's see. Well, I really enjoy working with most people. I find that a lot of people in the industry are really, really cool, very open-minded, and there are some who are better than others. But I'm just trying to think of who I've worked with that I really enjoyed. Well, you know, I just had a scene come out, and I worked with a guy named Dredd. And a lot for it's just what came to my mind. And he had
a name.
Yes, because he has a gigantic dick. But you know, despite that it's so gigantic, it was actually, you know, very, I had fun, and he's a really great guy. So, you know, I mean, but that's one out of many. I mean, I really like working with, you know, most people. There's very few people that I didn't like to work with, so.
Okay. Well, obviously this is the Stoner Jesus show, and we love weed and we love talking about weed. These are some of the questions I ask, you know, everybody that comes on this show. Like, to start, when did you first try weed, and did you get high when you smoked it?
I smoked for the first time when I was like 15, and I got really high because I tried it from a blunt.
That'll do it.
Yeah. I got so high. And when I used to smoke, like, then early on, I didn't know the difference between sativa and indica. And plus, I don't think that it was that sophisticated for most people at that point in time either. It was like, oh, you have weed, that's great.
Yeah, whatever your dealer had is what you got.
Yes.
What about, do you have any favorite strains? I know you're out there in California and there's a lot more access than a lot of people have. Do you have any favorite or go-to strains?
I would say, hands down, I smoke from I like a vape pen. That's my choice of, you know, my method of choice. And my favorite is strawberry cough. That's like the best. So it's like a hybrid, but it's more sativa based. So that's usually my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ask you about the highest you've ever been, is there a specific instance that comes to mind? Would it be that first time, or was there another time subsequent to that you were just like, this, I'm super duper high. I'll always remember this.
And I don't think that I can remember one specific time.
What about edibles? Do you, is it something that
you... Oh, okay. That's a good, there you go. Edible. That's the highest I've ever been.
You remember doing anything crazy, after edibles, or just, you know, chilling?
No, I actually, so I went to the LA County Fair and I went with some friends of mine, and my friend's husband, he's like, oh, you know, because I have some food allergies, so I can't eat a lot of things that are in some of the edibles. So he's like, oh, they have this honey. And, you know, why don't you dip the honey in apples? Like, okay. So I dip the honey in the apples and I had a little more. And then they're like eating candy, like, you know, and the honey and other stuff. And we're in the car and all of a sudden it starts coming on and we're at the LA County Fair and it's hot as fuck. And we're walking around and my friend's eating this gigantic corn dog. It was crazy. I was so high. And I think I was high for about 12 or 13 hours and it would not stop. And then to top it off, in the end, we realized, well, my friend's husband looked at the bottle and it said that the honey was 3 times the strength. So that's why I got so high.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't like edibles.
So with the recreational being legal out there now in California, mm-hmm. are there any shops do you like to frequent? Is the access and the quality getting better with the advent of recreational legalization?
It's not actually, and that's really a bummer. I went when you know everything became legal. I went to a store, a different store, not the one that I typically go to, and I walked in and she said that, you know, I couldn't come in because unless I had a card, like my friend who was with me, like she couldn't come in either because, well, I had a card, but she didn't. But you definitely needed a card. So nothing has changed as far as that goes. She said there's 2 locations, in LA that you can just walk in and, you know, anybody can purchase anything, but those are not really that close to me. So I still need my card, which is fine, but it's just not like what I think a lot of people thought it would be.
Yeah. I wrote an article recently about LA. They're a couple weeks behind even places like San Francisco and San Diego when it comes to actually opening up shops, but still they got a long way to go. They're, giving out, you know, awarding the licenses and all that stuff. I know a lot of people have had to go to like Santa Ana and West Hollywood and places like that if they wanted recreational. So it's definitely a slow rollout. And I think it's been surprising to some people. People have been surprised about the taxes too. You look at that receipt, there's some pretty massive taxes on what you're getting out there. But hopefully it gets better. Do you have any what kind of any kind of future projects or anything that you want to promote while you're on here?
Let's see. Well, I have, I'd love to promote my Instagram because my Instagram got hacked and I lost a bunch. I had a lot of followers and now I have 11.6 or 11.5K when I had like over 100,000. So that's pretty sad. So my Instagram is Miss Ravenheart 2, the number 2. Kind of like I see when I'm looking on the monitor, I do see you have my at Miss Ravenheart, which is my Twitter. So yeah, my Twitter is at Miss Ravenheart. I guess let's see what else. I have a new site that I'm doing auctions of my stuff. It's called My Sexy Auctions, and I have a profile on there, and I'm auctioning off all of my wardrobe and stuff from scenes that I know a lot of people want to purchase. Let's see what else. I have an OnlyFans page, which is Miss Ravenheart. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Well, they're all different. So I, you know, like each company has different stuff, but if anybody wants to buy like a particular movie or DVD from me directly, and have it autographed, you can always email me at raven@ravenheart.net. And I do sell, I also have a store, it's cammodelstore.com/Ravenheart. And that also has things like that on there as well. So I have a calendar, that I just came out with for 2018 and I've got, 8x10s autographed and all kinds of different stuff like that on there as well.
Awesome. So before we let you go, is there anything you want to say to the fans or anybody that may be listening and watching?
That I love them. I love all my fans. They're all amazing. And they really cheer me up and brighten my day every morning when I go to, especially to my Twitter, and I see all their love and comments. It just makes me, it just warms me. It makes me feel, you know, very, very loved and happy.
Awesome. Ravenheart, thank you for coming on the show. Anytime you want to come back on, If you have anything to promote, you know, just let us know. Let Lainey know. She'll get a hold of us. And hopefully a lot of people will see this video. And it'll be great. And they'll go check out your stuff.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Raven.
Okay.
Ravenheart, Miss Ravenheart on Twitter. Go check her out. Thanks to her for being on.